T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
SS. Stephenson in the morning now, 7:45 here on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wind Surge makes the playoffs with a 3-2 victory over Arkansas.
Two.
Growing number of COVID outbreaks in Kansas schools with 63 active clusters.
One.
Security is tight as Washington prepares for a rally at the Capitol. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic in Wichita at the moment, things looking pretty good out there. I am seeing some heavy traffic volumes in the area, but luckily I'm not seeing any really large slowdowns in traffic. That's always good news out there. And the gasoline prices remain more or less unchanged. Still seeing a high end of about $2.89 a gallon, but plenty of stations with lower prices than that. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a 20% chance for rain later today and a high of 90 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 65. Saturday sunny. Tomorrow's high 88 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 67 degrees. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jack's put you in the perfect hat. At the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas, or visit hatmanjacks.com. 7:47, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And Steve and Ted, KNSS and Odyssey Wichita, proud to be partnering with Alzheimer's Association for Walk to End Alzheimer's in Wichita Saturday, this Saturday, tomorrow. Get involved. Find out more at alz.org. Ted, this last weekend, a friend of mine, a classmate, was in town, and she was a person, I got to chat with her a little bit. She was a person who her husband died of Alzheimer's several years ago, and the tragic story, and, you know, he was a great guy. I got to know him. He was a dentist down in Arkansas, and so I've known Charlie. His name was Charlie Johnson. I've known several people who have died of Alzheimer's, and I support it every way I can. I know a lot of people do. So the walk is tomorrow. Again, you can find out more at alz.org.
Yeah, check that out.
Check it out.
Do
stop. That's a tough one, and it's like, gosh, I wish we could get a cure for some of these diseases. Stocks ended mixed Thursday with industrial and healthcare companies taking the biggest hits.
This is investors weighed a mixture of economic news, including an uptick in weekly unemployment claims, up 332,000. The Commerce Department says Americans shopped more last month, way more than expected. Retail sales rose 7%. Economists did predict a slight drop. There are also fears the Federal Reserve could begin tapering asset purchases later this year. Taking a look at Wall Street by the numbers, the Dow closing down 63 points. The NASDAQ with the strongest showing on the day, adding 20. The S&P 500 lost 7. The Dow winners today, Salesforce, McDonald's, and American Express. The biggest decliners, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, and Merck. In New York, I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
Ford plans to spend $250 million and add 450 jobs at 3 Michigan plants to meet demand for the new F-150 Lightning. Ford's president of the Americas says Ford already has taken more than 150,000 reservations for the new electric version of its immensely popular F-150 pickup truck. What a backlog. As soon as they get the computer chips, they can start building these things. Ford announced the move at the new Rogue Electric Vehicle Center in the automaker's hometown of Dearborn, where the first pre-production trucks are being made. Ford officials hope the F-150 Lightning will be the catalyst that hastens America's transition from gasoline to battery-powered vehicles. A battery-powered pickup truck. It's the F-150. Isn't that the biggest selling vehicle in the
world? There's a lot of those on the road.
Yes, sir. 7:50 now, Stephen's head in the morning here on KNSS. And editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning celebrating healthcare heroes. Good morning, sir.
Hello, boys. How are you?
We're doing very well.
And well, I'm doing okay. Let me tell you about the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal celebrating this week healthcare heroes. Think about it. Over the last year and a half, boy, we've had some healthcare heroes, haven't we? Well, more than 40 medical professionals in the Wichita area being recognized for their work in the service of healthcare. We have profiles of all the heroes, including Lifetime Achievement honoree Gerald Mins, at coverage on page 18. Also this week, watch for my invitation to check out our newest resource for innovation and startup businesses in Wichita called Wichita Inno. It's an exciting effort to spotlight innovative companies and organizations in South Central Kansas. This week's list, Wichita Area Retirement Communities, that's on page 6. Good to be with you, fellas.
Hey, Dr. Gerald
Mins. Sorry, I haven't been able to join you here recently.
Well, good to have you with us. Hey, Bill, Dr. Gerald Mins is the county health officer as opposed to Adrian Byrne, who's county health director. But he's the man who's been spearheading our battle with the COVID here in the area, right?
And, of course, the dean of the KU School of Medicine here in Wichita.
Hey, listen, today is Patrick Mahone's birthday. You have anything special celebrating at your house? Probably some sort of party or something, maybe some pizza? What do you think?
Yeah, it starts at 4 o'clock and actually goes all weekend. We've got cake and ice cream.
Doesn't stop at midnight, then, huh?
No.
To only be interrupted by the K-State Nevada game.
Yeah, K-State Nevada.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Oh, boy, there's a little sidebar story there about the quarterback of K-State. Well, he's been the quarterback for about 10 years.
But exactly.
Is he kind of accident-prone?
I think his kids go to K-State now.
Yeah, probably so, but yeah, he's a good player, but he's just had some problems with injuries over the years, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens come Saturday.
Always fingers crossed.
Always interesting to watch the Cats and see what they're up to, right?
Yep.
Today is National Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. Commemorates the adoption of the Constitution of the United States and those who have become United States citizens. On this day, members of the U.S. Constitutional Convention signed the Constitution in 1787. And for those of you who don't know what the Constitution is, it's a very interesting document that outlines what our rights are as American citizens and how this place is supposed to be run, right? Is that
just
it?
Google it, I guess, yeah.
Google it. You can read the whole thing. It's in English. Some of it's legally, and it's kind of tough for me to understand, but there you go. Constitution Day. I think everybody's proud to be a citizen of the United States, aren't they, Bill?
Oh, I hope so. I know I am.
Yeah, I know you are too. Well, listen, you say hi to Gretchen for us today, and you know what? Honoring those folks in the medical profession, I hear you. We echo that here. Those folks, a lot of them work real hard, and then there's my family doctor who works, basically, he plays golf most of the time, but, you know, you know who I'm talking about.
Come on now, you bet.
No, he doesn't. All right.
You know, hey. I played the role of Dr. Mins in Gridiron this year.
Oh, you did?
Remember that?
No, I didn't see that. You did the doc. Did you have a stethoscope and everything?
No.
No?
I had his big black coat and his big fedora, though.
How about rubber gloves?
Right.
Rubber gloves, anything like that? No. Okay. There you go, the guy who played
Ted's doctor. Always got rubber gloves.
So. Oh, well, yeah. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, you never know what occasion might be called for that kind of thing. All right. Thank you, Bill. Can we check with you again next hour?
We'll see you then.
All right. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on a weekend rally being planned for the nation's capital. It could be interesting. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we are 20 minutes away from our weekly extended visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, and our Shocker football Eddie Papa update. It's coming up in 20 minutes with Mitch.
Plus entertainment news on the way. We've got the blur, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah. Entertainment news. We'll get you heading into our weekend with all the entertainment news you need at 8:35.
And traffic and weekend weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.